The end of the road. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Campbell, sitting on the bedside here of children all over the world, telling children stories of what I've experienced as I travel the world and meet children everywhere with all of their fun things. There were three little children, three boys, and they were all 7 years old, and they were out for a hike. And they went down the road from their home, and they lived in the country. And when they came to a path that went through the woods, they turned and went through the path in the woods. And they walked. And they had their lunch boxes with them, and their bottles of water, and all of their goodies. Well, they snacked as they went along. When it came lunchtime, they sat down because they were at the edge of a wonderful brook. And as they sat at the edge of the wonderful brook, they realized that the path ended right there. And so they walked along the brook, checking out things here and there. And lo and behold, when it was time to go back and find the path, they couldn't find it. They walked back and forth along the edge of the river because they knew they hadn't gone very far. And they were very tired because they had walked all morning to get here, and now it was past lunchtime, and it's time to go home, and it's going to take a long walk to go home. So the three boys sat down, and they sat there, and they said, "What are we going to do?" And so each boy said, "Well, let's go this way, let's go that way, let's go the other way." And they wanted each to go three different ways. And then all three of them said, "Okay, now let's think this through intelligently. You know, they're just young kids. They're not old enough to really have had a lot of experience in this, but they are old enough to listen within." And so they sat there. And they said, "Oh, come on, you guys, let's talk about this. We came up the path, and the path came from the road, it's very clear, and it ended at the river. Now we're at the river. Now all we have to do is go back and find the path that led to the river." And then one of the boys spoke up and said, "Yeah, but you know, the path leading to the river doesn't look the same as the path going away from the river." "Oh, you're right. You're right," they all agreed. "You're right. No wonder we found it difficult." And so one of the boys said, "Well, we're at the end of the road, so we've got to come to some way of finding our way to go home." And all three boys agreed. So they said, "Okay, now, John, you walk along the path at the edge of the river here. It's not really a path. You just walk along the edge of the river. Stay away from the river a little bit there because it's a little swift. And Peter, you walk inward so that I can just see you, so that John can just see you. And then I will walk further inward so I can just see Peter." And they said, "Well, Hank, that's a good idea." So they did that. And that way, when they looked at John walking along the edge of the river, and if they ever saw something that looked like a path, they'd see it from how they saw it when they came in. And so they walked along. They walked along a long distance. And they said, "Well, I don't know." And John says, "I think it's just a little further." And so they all agreed, and they walked a little further. And then Peter says, "I'm tired." And John says, "No, no, I think it's just a little further." And so they walked a little further. And lo and behold, there was the path. When seen from inside the path instead of from the river, it looked different. And so Hank says, "I see it." Peter says, "I see it." John says, "I don't see it." But they saw it. And so they all got together on the path, and they walked the path back to the road. And then when they walked back to the road, they went back to their home. And they told their mother and their father what had happened. And their mother and father said, "Now, boys, you know, that was a little beyond your limits. I don't think it's a good idea to do that, because you might have a problem. But, Mom, we listened to the divine within, and the divine within told us what to do." "That's okay. I'm just not so into listening to the divine within as you are. But, okay, I'm glad you're home. I'm so glad you're home. And I'm so glad you told us the story, because it's really a beautiful story. A beautiful story. Hey, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. Look at him. He's got a bag of pixie dust hanging right on his hip. And there he is, reaching in there, taking a bag of the pixie dust. And with that bag of pixie dust, what's he going to do? With that bag of pixie dust, he's going to sprinkle it all over you. Now, you just sit comfortably in your bed. Let your mommy and daddy hug you and kiss you goodnight and snuggle you in. And you take your teddy bear and let him be part of the fixture of your life too. But that's okay. And then say goodnight, world. Say goodnight. Tell your mommy and daddy how much you love them. And you can tell me how much you love me too. That's okay. I'm Mr. Candle and I like to hear that too. Oh, Mr. Candle, I love you, I love you. Thank you. Now, I'll be back again another time. So until I come again, I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.